2 Flyers Practice Test 5. Hello, this is the Cambridge English Qualifications Flyers Listening Test 5. Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
I went to the park on Sunday, Grandma, and I drew this picture.
It's beautiful. Do you know all these people?
No, I only know a few of them.
Who's the man with the big dog?
There are lots of dogs, Grandma. Do you mean the man with a blue sweater and blue trousers?
Yes, that man. I think he's got a moustache.
That's my Uncle Robert. His dog is very friendly.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Look at that boy!
The one with the spotted dog?
Yes, that's Oliver. He's playing with his sister. He loves that dog.
I like spotted dogs too. Who's that man on the skateboard?
The one with the black clothes.
Yes, he's got a number on his t-shirt.
Yes, 86. That's his number in the football team. He's my cousin, David.
Is he good at skateboarding?
He's brilliant. He has won competitions for skateboarding. His dog can skateboard too.
What's the name of the girl on the bicycle?
That's Sophia.
She likes red clothes.
Yes, it's her favourite colour.
Is that her dog, the little brown one in front of her?
Yes. Sophia takes her dog everywhere.
Who are the two people on the seat?
Where?
Here. There are two women sitting on the seat. They've both got dogs, of course.
I don't know the name of the woman who has a big dog, but the other woman with a purple skirt is my Aunt Vicky.
Okay.
Vicky likes small dogs, but I don't really.
This man here with the white dog, he's standing under a tree.
Ah, yes, that's Harry.
Can he see? He's got dark glasses on.
No, he can't see. He needs the dog to help him.
Oh dear.
But the dog is very clever. He looks after Harry when he is out of the house.
Now listen to part one again.
Look at that boy!
The one with the spotted dog?
Yes, that's Oliver. He's playing with his sister. He loves that dog.
I like spotted dogs too. Who's that man on the skateboard?
The one with the black clothes.
Yes, he's got a number on his t-shirt.
Yes, 86. That's his number in the football team. He's my cousin, David.
Is he good at skateboarding?
He's brilliant. He has won competitions for skateboarding. His dog can skateboard too.
What's the name of the girl on the bicycle?
That's Sophia.
She likes red clothes.
Yes, it's her favourite colour.
Is that her dog, The little brown one in front of her?
Yes. Sophia takes her dog everywhere.
Who are the two people on the seat?
Where?
Here. There are two women sitting on the seat. They've both got dogs, of course.
I don't know the name of the woman who has a big dog, but the other woman with a purple skirt is my Aunt Vicky.
OK.
Vicky likes small dogs, but I don't really.
This man here with the white dog, he's standing under a tree.
Ah, yes, that's Harry.
Can he see? He's got dark glasses on.
No, he can't see. He needs the dog to help him.
Oh dear.
But the dog is very clever. He looks after Harry when he is out of the house. That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Okay, listen, children. We are going to go to the water park in the town later today.
Yes! What time are we going to leave?
Well, the water park is open from 10 o'clock to 5 p.m.
Okay.
So we are going to go just after lunch.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Can all the children from the school go to the water park?
No, only classes 3 and 4. You can't go to the water park if you are under 6.
Oh, so you must be older than 6?
Yes, that's right.
How many things can we do there?
Let's see. Okay, there are 7 water rides.
7? Wow. Are any of them scary?
I don't think they are scary, but you must come down each time on a ring or in a boat.
What do you mean?
I mean you mustn't swim down. It's too dangerous.
What's the name of the highest ride?
It's called Waterfall.
How do you spell that?
W-A-T-E-R-F-A-L-L. There's one more important thing. I think the weather will be good when we go, but if it's cold, you can use 4 rides because they are inside.
Inside the building?
Yes. That's right.
Now listen to part two again.
Can all the children from the school go to the water park?
No, only classes 3 and 4. You can't go to the water park if you are under 6.
Oh, so you must be older than 6?
Yes, that's right.
How many things can we do there?
Let's see. Okay, there are 7 water rides.
7? Wow. Are any of them scary?
I don't think they are scary, but you must come down each time on a ring or in a boat.
What do you mean?
I mean you mustn't swim down. It's too dangerous.
What's the name of the highest ride?
It's called Waterfall.
How do you spell that?
W-A-T-E-R-F-A-L-L. L. There's one more important thing. I think the weather will be good when we go, but if it's cold, you can use four rides because they are inside.
Inside the building?
Yes, that's right.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example. Who gave Emma each present for her birthday?
Did you have a nice birthday? I know there was a big party.
Yes, it was lovely. We had a family party at lunchtime and then my friends came in the afternoon.
What did you get from the family?
Well, I got these beautiful gloves from you, Grandpa. The colour is lovely. Thank you.
They'll keep your hands warm in the winter.
Can you see the letter B? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
And of course, I got these pyjamas from Grandma.
Oh, did they come from Grandma? I wasn't there when she bought them.
I love them. They're the best pyjamas I've ever seen.
That's wonderful. I'll tell her. What did your father give you? Was it the diary?
No, I asked for a diary, but I didn't get it from him. In the summer, we went into a shop and I saw an insect. Well, it wasn't really an insect. It was a thing for putting notes and so on a metal board.
That's very clever. But it looks frightening to me.
I think it's nice. I like beetles. Have you ever been snowboarding, Grandpa?
Well, I've been skiing a few times, but they didn't have snowboards when I was young.
I'm quite good, but I always have to borrow a snowboard when we go to the mountains.
You don't have to borrow now.
No, my mother gave me this lovely blue board, and the boots are there too.
And this is the present from your uncle, isn't it? I met him last week and he said, "Does Emma like puzzles?" I said, "I don't know about puzzles, but I know she's interested in space."
Yes, this is from Uncle. He gave me a puzzle of a space picture. I've nearly finished it.
What a clever present! There's only one present left from the family. What did your aunt give you?
She gave me the diary. My father told her that I wanted a diary, so she got me one.
You can write about all the exciting things that happened to you, Emma.
Yes, Grandpa. I'm going to start with your visit today.
Now listen to part three again.
And of course, I got these pyjamas from Grandma.
Oh, did they come from Grandma? I wasn't there when she bought them.
I love them. They're the best pyjamas I've ever seen.
That's wonderful. I'll tell her. What did your father give you? Was it the diary?
No, I asked for a diary, but I didn't get it from him. In the summer, we went into a shop and I saw an insect. Well, it wasn't really an insect. It was a thing for putting notes and so on a metal board.
That's very clever, but it looks frightening to me.
I think it's nice. I like beetles. Have you ever been snowboarding, Grandpa?
Well, I've been skiing a few times, but they didn't have snowboards when I was young.
I'm quite good, but I always have to borrow a snowboard when we go to the mountains.
You don't have to borrow now.
No, my mother gave me this lovely blue board, and the boots are there too.
And this is the present from your uncle, isn't it? I met him last week and he said, "Does Emma like puzzles?" I said, "I don't know about puzzles, but I know she's interested in space."
Yes, this is from Uncle. He gave me a puzzle of a space picture. I've nearly finished it.
What a clever present. There's only one present left from the family. What did your aunt give you?
She gave me the diary. My father told her that I wanted a diary, so she got me one.
You can write about all the exciting things that happened to you, Emma.
Yes, Grandpa. I'm going to start with your visit today.
This is the end of part three. Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. When did Richard go to the zoo?
I went to the zoo in the first week of the school holiday, Miss.
Did you, Richard? I went that week too. Did you go on the Monday?
I think so. What was the date on Monday?
Let's see. The 8th.
Oh, no. We went on the 9th, so the Tuesday.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What did he see first?
What did you go to see first?
Well, I went to see the lions, but the first animal I saw was a camel. It wasn't in a cage, it was just walking around the zoo.
Why?
You could have a ride on its back.
2. What did he eat at lunchtime?
Did you have lunch there?
Yes. They've got a really nice restaurant.
So, did you have your favourite?
Yes, I did. I had pizza.
Of course. You always have pizza when they have it in the school restaurant.
Yes, that's true.
3. Where did he go after lunch?
Where did you go after you finished eating?
I can't remember. Oh, yes. I went to see the birds. They're all in an enormous cage.
Which birds did you like?
I liked them all, but my favourites were the parrots. They have such beautiful colours, red and green and blue and yellow.
Did any of them talk?
No, but they were making very loud noises.
4. How long did he stay at the zoo?
Did you stay there all day?
Not all day. We arrived at 10 and we left at 2 in the afternoon.
So, quite a long time.
Yes, I was tired at the end. It was very hot and I didn't have a hat or sunglasses.
5. What did he buy in the zoo shop?
Did you buy anything to remember the visit by?
Yes, I did. They had hundreds of toy animals, and I spent a lot of time looking at all of them.
What did you choose in the end?
I wanted to get a whale, but they didn't have any. Then I looked for a shark, but in the end I bought a penguin. They are so funny.
I think you had a nice day.
Yes, it was brilliant.
Now listen to part four again. 1. What did he see first?
What did you go to see first?
Well, I went to see the lions, but the first animal I saw was a camel. It wasn't in a cage, it was just walking around the zoo.
Why?
You could have a ride on its back.
2. What did he eat at lunchtime?
Did you have lunch there?
Yes. They've got a really nice restaurant.
So, did you have your favourite?
Yes, I did. I had pizza.
Of course. You always have pizza when they have it in the school restaurant.
Yes, that's true.
3. Where did he go after lunch?
Where did you go after you finished eating?
I can't remember. Oh, yes. I went to see the birds. They're all in an enormous cage.
Which birds did you like?
I liked them all, but my favourites were the parrots. They have such beautiful colours, red and green and blue and yellow.
Did any of them talk?
No, but they were making very loud noises.
4. How long did he stay at the zoo?
Did you stay there all day?
Not all day. We arrived at 10 and we left at 2 in the afternoon.
So, quite a long time.
Yes, I was tired at the end. It was very hot and I didn't have a hat or sunglasses.
5. What did he buy in the zoo shop?
Did you buy anything to remember the visit by?
Yes, I did. They had hundreds of toy animals, and I spent a lot of time looking at all of them.
What did you choose in the end?
I wanted to get a whale, but they didn't have any. Then I looked for a shark, but in the end I bought a penguin. They are so funny.
I think you had a nice day.
Yes, it was brilliant.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Listen and colour and write. There is one example.
We're doing a play at school about pirates, Dad, so I drew a picture.
It's beautiful. Would you like to colour some of it?
Sure. There's a boy holding a map on the left. Can I colour his belt?
All right. Make it brown.
Fine.
Can you see the brown belt? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
What else would you like me to colour?
How about all the things in the box? You could colour those.
Which box? The one on the right?
Yes. There's lots of money and necklaces and bracelets. They are falling out of the box.
OK. How about making everything yellow because it's all made of gold?
Good idea. Use that colour.
2.
I'd like you to write something here, please, on the flag.
OK, I hope it's not a long word.
Don't worry. Write lucky on the flag because they want to be lucky.
How do you spell the word?
Lucky. Lucky. Like, he's a lucky boy.
Oh, OK.
Three.
Can I do some more colouring? I'm quite good at that.
Of course. The boy who's standing behind the box of money. He's got a striped shirt.
Yes. Do you want me to colour the stripes then?
Yes. Only the stripes, nothing else. Make them green. I love that colour.
So do I. All right. I can do that.
Four.
I'd like you to write something else now. We need a name for the ship.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can write the name on the ship. Look, here.
All right.
We'll call the ship Gold, because pirates always want to get gold.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll write Gold on the ship.
Five.
And perhaps you should colour the parrot before we finish.
Where's the parrot?
He's flying over the man with one eye. Can you colour the bird's wings?
Just its wings?
Yes. You've got a red pencil, I think. Use that one.
OK. There. I finished.
Great.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
What else would you like me to colour?
How about all the things in the box? You could colour those.
Which box? The one on the right?
Yes. There's lots of money and necklaces and bracelets. They are falling out of the box.
OK. How about making everything yellow because it's all made of gold?
Good idea. Use that colour.
Two.
I'd like you to write something here, please, on the flag.
Okay, I hope it's not a long word.
Don't worry. Write lucky on the flag because they want to be lucky.
How do you spell the word?
Lucky. Lucky. Like, he's a lucky boy.
Oh. Okay.
Three.
Can I do some more colouring? I'm quite good at that.
Of course. The boy who's standing behind the box of money. He's got a striped shirt.
Yes. Do you want me to colour the stripes then?
Yes,
Only the stripes, nothing else. Make them green. I love that colour.
So do I. All right, I can do that.
Four.
I'd like you to write something else now. We need a name for the ship.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can write the name on the ship. Look, here.
All right.
We'll call the ship Gold, because pirates always want to get gold.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll write Gold on the ship.
Five.
And perhaps you should colour the parrot before we finish.
Where's the parrot?
He's flying over the man with one eye. Can you colour the bird's wings?
Just its wings?
Yes. You've got a red pencil, I think. Use that one.
Okay. There. I finished.
Great.
That is the end of the Flyers listening test.